This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, I'm stuck inside a yammery. All right. Hear this song. You know what's up. Our boy Barstool Nate joining the program.
Little Nate X.
LNX. Via the Rude Guest Hotline. Nate Dogg calling in from New York City. He's a big deal, folks. You can give him a follow.
I need to work on something.
Tell him.
Nate, I was playing golf yesterday. I went to get my car. I wasn't ready, so I went to the golf course, and I met these three dudes, and they were like, yo, man, you got a contract with Barstool? Because, my putter cover is Barstool.
Yeah, you wear those pants Barstool all the time.
I said, nah. He said, man, you know Nate. Come on your show. I said, yeah, I know him. He said, man, you should get him to hook you up. So, Nate, you need to hook me up on some Barstool stuff.
Yeah,
I got
Nate,
five pair of pants I bought them myself.
Yeah, whatever you need. Let me know. I got you.
Yeah, Barstool pants. I take all sizes. XL. All colors.
Nate did get me a Bands of Make Her Dance t-shirt.
Don't want that.
I'll take a pair of pants if you're sending pants south, Nate.
Hey, whatever you guys want, I'll be your Santa Claus. I got you.
My man. All right, we'll text you.
Nate made promises real quick. I haven't seen any of them kept, but he makes them quick.
Well, speaking of Nate's promises,
yes.
On a text thread, I don't know who needs to be worry about this, but my man Nate Dogg,
he's gonna be at the game tomorrow. He's gonna be there.
Are you coming tomorrow?
That's what he told me. He'll be there.
Hold on. What did I text you that I was correct about?
I don't know that you're correct, but this is Sunday night. I said Caps win, and we're all going back to RFK. You said that one time Wilson hit is winning us the cup. I can't believe it's happening. I might move back. And Jeff, White, Brian, Landfill, Nate says to tell CK he can run the board for us. You coming back to be a board op?
I was so excited. It's such a great time to be a fan of DC sports teams that I'm ready to move back and just get you guys coffee whenever you need it. It's just I want to be in DC. I won't be at the game tomorrow because I made a promise to the world that I won't travel for first round games because there's so many more games we have to win that my priorities are not first round. My priorities are second, third, and Stanley Cup. So I will not be there Wednesday. I expect to win tomorrow. Expect to win handily. I think 5-1 or so. Caps in 5. We'll get a few days off, get everybody healthy and ready to go.
We'll get 1-2 days off.
We'll get some time.
We were checking that out earlier. The game won't be till how long, Jay?
So if they win tomorrow night, they still have to wait for everything else to happen. It looks like the first second round games will start like the 6th or the 7th of May. So about a week.
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect. We have Logan Thompson, who is just diving headfirst at everything on the ice. Protus, it looks like he's skating at 100% today, maybe for the first time, but he might still need a little bit, just to get that rust off. I'll take all the rest that this team can get. I'm not positive Carlson's even at 100%. So I would love to win tonight and just let these guys get a week off.
Nate, what are your thoughts of Anderson from the Canadiens?
What about him? I mean, he's a punk, but
reminds me of Dylan. And Dylan Brooks is Canadian too, isn't he?
Yeah,
he reminds me of Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, this Canadiens team, I will give them credit. They're scrappy. They do try hard. They're well positioned. They seem well coached. They're just very young, and they're not quite at an NHL level yet, and you just see that in spurts where sometimes the Canadians, I'm watching this team, I'm like, how are they the 8? They're so good. Yeah. And then they'll have just a defensive lapse, and they don't have really any depth on offense, but they're playing us tough as nails. I'm pretty impressed by how well they're playing us. But I truly do expect the Caps, you know, to win tomorrow and get out of the series in five.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Barstool Nate. Did you see Ovi's getting a maintenance day today? Any level of concern?
Zero. I mean, it's very standard. He's 39 years old. He doesn't, even when he's at practice, he doesn't, you know, really need to practice too hard at this point. Give the old man, give his knees some rest. It's nothing to be worried about. I don't think anybody's worried. I don't think there's any concern. It's just a day off.
I agree with that. You wrote a blog, I believe. Forgive me if it was somebody else, but I'm pretty sure it was you. You think that Wilson hit, the giant hit in game four, completely changed the tide of this series?
Yeah.
Yeah. It directly led to a goal. And not just that, Tom Wilson hasn't had the best series. It's been interesting to watch him play this series. It hasn't been put together for him for some reason this series. And it's one of the reasons Montreal's been able to play us so tough is Tom Wilson has not been at the top of his game. That hit immediately changed everything. It was a spark plug. It was a lightning bolt to the heart of the series. It just immediately changed the tone. It hushed the Montreal crowd. It reminded that entire roster that Tom Wilson is big and they are in Montreal is in fact not big. And I think just from there, it just, the way hockey is it's a violent game, and we saw it, and we saw the way that one impactful hit, which was a clean hit, by the way.
Yeah.
I can talk for ages about how annoying these fans in Montreal are.
Let me ask you this question, though, Nate. Has he not been at the top of his game, or he's just been smart? Because they've done some irritating things to him, and he's kept his cool. Because if Tom goes off the ice, they're in trouble.
Well, Bemis, I don't know if you recall, what was it, game three, but he took 12 minutes in penalties for fighting on the bench. So it's just, you know, as long as he's on the ice, he's a 30-goal scorer. You know, he's a top-line guy. We need him on the ice.
But they've tried more times than not.
They're trying to get
if he was to react to everything that happened, he probably would have had about 40 minutes of penalties right now in this series.
Yeah,
but I think he's not allowed them to get him. Then he saw a clean opportunity, and when he hit the dude was going to the bench when the puck was going to the net.
Yeah. So I agree with you. When Tom Wilson's on the ice, we're a better team for it. We need him on the ice. That's why he hasn't been retaliating. His offensive game this series hasn't been at its best, but you know, I think that's just an anomaly. I don't think Tom Wilson is hurt. I don't think his game has fallen off or anything like that. But he's just so impactful in so many ways that even if his game isn't at its best, he helps the team in other ways, either drawing penalties or just delivering monster hits.
Yeah.
And we saw it. And I truly believe, JP, that hit changed the series and maybe the playoffs.
Changed that game, which in turn put them up 3-1.
That hit could be the catalyst that wins us a Stanley Cup. I stand by that.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. I'm really excited for the game tomorrow night. Brian and I are going. Clearly, you're not.
Nice, guys. Nice.
Also, will
you stay the whole time, JP?
No. I have a show, dude. I have to go host All Ears in the studio at 8:30 on Nebraska Avenue.
True.
Wednesday nights, man. There's nothing I can do.
Do they not know that there's a damn playoff game going on?
B, when
Jeff, you could tape it earlier.
It's live.
Ain't nothing wrong with taping.
I gotta go. But regardless, I'll be there. I'll probably leave out to the first period.
Okay.
But it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be electric. Also, if any enterprising listener, Doug Cameron needs a ticket. So Doug wants to go. If anybody wants to bring Doug with him to the hockey game, fire away. I want to switch gears, though. Here's what yesterday was. We had the Caps coming off a major Game 4 win where they came from behind in the third period. And we had the conclusion of the NFL draft, right? Those are two major stories. And you know what we talked about for 4 hours? RFK
a new stadium.
Oh, yeah. what was your reaction watching everything as it unfolded, seeing Josh Harris, Muriel Bowser, and Roger Goodell at that podium?
I tweeted this yesterday. I quote tweeted your rendering. JP, great job breaking the news of that rendering. There's one thing the internet loves, and it's stadium renderings. They're always awesome. People always freak out about them. I love them. The new stadium rendering looks incredible. Josh Harris is so cool because he made his billions, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do with these billions? I'm going to save this franchise from pure evil, and then I'm just going to dig into my own pockets some more, fix the current dump that they're playing in while paying for 75% of the new state-of-the-art stadium. And I think that's just very cool. He didn't grapple with the local officials over every penny. They got it done quickly. It's going to be built in the next 5 years, and we'll have a brand new Washington, D.C. state-of-the-art stadium in 2030. And then, you know, you start seeing people last night, like Breon Nadeau, who is like a congresswoman for Ward 1 in D.C., saying, we don't need a new stadium here. And I think there's this disconnect between Breon Nadeau and people who actually live in D.C. The one thing most everybody, 98% of people agree upon in D.C. is that it's embarrassing that there's not a cool stadium in the capital of the country. The fact that FedEx Field gets passed over for the World Cup and will never host a Super Bowl, could never host a Final Four, all of that, it's embarrassing. It's Washington, D.C. needs and deserves a state-of-the-art stadium. The country deserves a state-of-the-art stadium in Washington, D.C. And the fact that Josh Harris is building this is so cool. And I need Breon Nadeau to just realize that, you know, sure, like housing is important and all this other stuff is important, but part of what makes people proud of their city is saying, hey, we're going to, you know, this event at the stadium. We're doing this in our city. We're not driving to Landover. We don't have to go to New Jersey for it. You know, having a new stadium on the lot in D.C., I think matters a ton. And hopefully, you know, these congresswomen and people who are trying to vote against it, hopefully they see the light.
Well, specific to Breon Nadeau, right? I think it's one thing to be against something right now. Let's see how this goes when it's actually time to vote. Because there's one thing that politicians often do, and people do, right? They change their mind. I think changing your mind could happen. I also think that now, Brian and I talked about this at length yesterday. If you are of the mindset that under no circumstance you think people should, government should give money to billionaires to build stadiums. If your mindset is no public money for stadiums, okay. I don't agree with that. I consider it an investment.
Public money is not for the stadium. Public money is the infrastructure.
Right.
You got to build that up anyway.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. My question to Ms. Breon, whatever her name is, what the hell y'all been doing for the last almost 30 years?
That B-Mitch took the words out of my mouth. They all
All these people that's complaining about what we need to do for the public, why haven't you done it in 30-plus years?
I agree. I always wonder that. All of a sudden, all these issues matter, but they haven't done the work that... Yeah, I agree with you. I could not say it better myself.
Well... Now, some of that, they weren't able to get it away, like it was federally owned. But
yeah,
all
but
of a sudden,
I see nothing at all being done anywhere around it right now.
Not to mention the feds, the Senate, gave it back to the city control with these specific instructions to build a stadium. So I don't think Breon Nadeau gets to really decide, because it's my understanding, and Mark Seagrave is going to join us a little later, it's my understanding that the Senate then has to approve whatever the development plans are. And those plans better include a stadium. Otherwise, they'll just take the land back and it'll sit there and rot like it is right now. I'm trying to remain measured here because I think what happens are politicians are going to say stuff and then over time they might change their opinion. The other just incredibly silly part of this is you could develop that land without a stadium. Cool. You're not going to have the $2.7 billion these dudes are offering to put up. And with that, this thing becomes a destination and a money maker over time. Like, Brian and I sit here in a Navy Yard office building 3 blocks from Nats Park. We're not sitting here in this office building without that baseball stadium.
At
it
all.
Just wouldn't happen.
Totally.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And just along that point, like when, you know, Jaden Daniels hoists the Super Bowl, the Lombardi Trophy, in his home stadium in the year 2030, we won't even remember this conversation because it'll just be so awesome that it's finally happening. And I can't wait. All this politics and all this red tape aside, I fully believe it's going to happen. It seems like Josh Harris has a great relationship with, you know, the city. And I'm excited to finally get out of FedEx Field. And I don't even care. What's it, Northwest Stadium now? Who cares? It's FedEx Field. It's a dump. And I can't wait for them to bulldoze it. Like how, you know, when Forrest Gump buys Jenny's childhood house and he bulldozes it, that's what we're going to do to FedEx Field.
Jenny. But it's like, I think people have to realize some things, okay? And then this is, look, I like to look in the background of stuff. Nothing was able to happen with those people voting and giving that control back to D.C. until Roger walked those halls. A lot of other people were doing stuff a long time, but they wouldn't get no movement. All of a sudden, he walks and everything happens. 100-1, people. Remember that. I mean, 100-0.
Right.
Remember that. So a lot of these people who are on a grandstand in Peacock realize you couldn't get nothing done. Somebody else gets it done. Now you want a grandstand.
Yep.
Nate Dogg, I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Got to talk to Josh Harris yesterday. It was a really cool conversation.
Yes.
I asked him what the RFK announcement felt like compared to the day he bought the team. He said mm-hmm. they're obviously really emotional moments, but he said that for him, the Hail Mary and the win in Detroit were almost just as emotional. Now, they're different scales, and some of them are more immediate than long-term. How would you rank those four things in terms of what they mean to you? The sale, the Detroit win, the Hail Mary, and yesterday's RFK announcement?
The sale is number one. Getting rid of Dan Snyder is a pivotal moment of our lives. You know, it's something we've talked about for two decades now. The sale actually happening was like, I still can't, you know, it's hard to form words. Like, we got rid of Dan Snyder. We became a real football team again. That's number one, I think. I don't know if only a Super Bowl would top the sale. Like, only a Super Bowl. The Detroit win was awesome. The Hail Mary and the Detroit win kind of go hand in hand because it was like, we're a real team. Jaden's a real quarterback. We're not a joke anymore in two different ways. The Hail Mary at home in front of the home fans, the stadium going crazy, that was like a welcome back to the NFL moment. And the Detroit win was just like, holy, we're going to the NFC Championship game in Jaden's rookie season. This is surreal. I don't know how to rank those two. They're both awesome for different reasons, but they go hand in hand. And then when the stadium opens, I'm going to put it above the announcement of RFK, obviously. It's when we play our first game in that stadium, that'll be right below the sale unless we win a Super Bowl in between.
Sounds right to me. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you. Take care, brother.
Hey, have fun tomorrow at the game, guys.
Hey,
just bring us home a win. Let's get some days off for this Caps team.
All right.
B and I are going to have fun.
We're going to do all we can do.
If you want to have fun, caller number 9. Right now, you can win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs for the Washington Capitals tomorrow night against Montreal at Cap One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets tomorrow night's Caps game. B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. We just gave away tickets to my guy Lewis in La Plata. Lou, you fired up
What's up, Caps Lou?
Game, man?
Yo, I can't freaking believe it, bro. This is my team, bro.
That's awesome, man. Who are you going to take with you?
Shoot, man. I don't know. I might got to take a lady friend. I don't know, man. I might even take my grandma, bro. She loves the Caps.
Man, so that's what you should do, man. Take your grandma, man.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Like, come on. When's the last time we've been this far? I think like 2018, right?
Dude, they haven't won a playoff series since they won the Cup.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Right?
It's kind of crazy, but that's the truth.
It is.
Take your grandma, dude. Have fun.
Enjoy yourself, brother.
Hey. We want to see history repeat itself.
Hey, Lou, let me ask you something while you're here. I assume you're a Commanders fan?
Come on, bro.
All right. So I got to talk to Josh Harris yesterday, and he talked about four moments that have really made an impact on him since he bought the team. The day he actually bought the team, yesterday's announcement of RFK, the Hail Mary, and the Detroit win. How would you rank those moments?
How would I rank all of those moments?
Yeah.
I would say the pinnacle moments, man, because if you look at the franchise and how much we've made changes amongst from the top to the bottom, from our coach to our quarterback, I feel like it's just the formula for winning, man. I feel like we're on our way to something beautiful.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call. Congratulations. Have fun at the game.
Appreciate the love, guys.
All right, man.
All right, take care. That's our guy, Lewis in La Plata. All right, Jeffrey, open these phone lines up.
Let's go, Jeff.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I tweeted this out. So Josh Harris said he couldn't rank them. Me and B-Mitch can. To me, nothing happens without the sale. And then RFK, like a new stadium, that's a 30-year announcement. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I recognize the Detroit win is also a big deal to win a division round game on the road. But still, man, not a stadium announcement. And dude, if the announcement ended up being, yo, we're staying in Landover, Detroit might have been higher than that. But it's not. It's going back to RFK. And the Hail Mary was great, but it was such a one-off fluke that's fourth for me. I don't think it's all that close. Now, others, I tweeted this out, and the way the world, people got opinions.
People always got opinions.
I'm pretty surprised.
They're like,
by this.
They got other stuff.
I also think this matters by age in a lot of ways. But of my tweet, of the four things, two of them are almost exactly tied for the lead, B. Guess what they are?
Of the four things, two, the Hail Mary and Detroit.
No.
Not really?
So the as of right now, this has
I was going with the young people mindset, because they're the ones that goes on all this stuff all the time.
So this has about 2,000 votes, so a decent sample size. 37.7% of the votes are for the sale of the team. That's what you and I said should be at the top of the
course,
list.
Of course, yes.
But then 37% said the win over Detroit.
Mm.
And so 20% are saying the Hail Mary, and only 5% of people voting are saying RFK.
Yeah, because most of the people were not born probably when they last played there.
We're going to open the phone lines up. You guys let us know how you feel. 800-636-1067. The Hail Mary was awesome, but it's a one game. It wasn't even a playoff game. To me, that's an easy fourth. But the immediate emotion of it was obviously huge. Landfill, what's your list like? I mean, the sale's got to be number one to you, because there was a period of time you were a lifelong Eagles fan because you were so sick of Dan Snyder.
Yeah, the sale's definitely number one. I don't think that anything other than maybe a Super Bowl could top that, but I'm going to be honest, I don't even know that a Super Bowl would top the sale. The sale was amazing. Number two, I'm going to have to put the win against Detroit. That was an actual on-the-field success, a road playoff win, getting to the divisional or getting to the championship game, the conference championship game for the first time in like 30-something years. That was another one of those things that I just didn't think I would see. And then third, I'm actually going to go with the Hail Mary. It was an awesome play. It was fantastic. It also completely broke the brains of Bears fans, and watching them lose their minds slowly over the last few months has been fantastic and just given me more and more entertainment. And then I am going to put the stadium announcement forth. It's neat, but I don't really care that much.
Stadium is last for you.
Yeah.
He ain't going to go any damn way.
Did you ever go to RFK?
For Nats games.
Okay, but you never went to a Skins game there?
No.
See, I think the RFK thing matters a lot more if you went to Redskins games at RFK Stadium. I think if you went for Nats games or DC United. Now,
and I don't think you have to be a young guy. I mean, an old guy. You could be a young guy who went with your parents like you were.
Right, but I think to young people, I'm old, B. Like to Jeff, I'm old. To a 25-year-old, I'm old.
But who cares?
I'm just saying.
Some of them young people look like they're older than you, so what the hell cares?
Let's hit these phones. Let's start with our boy Los in Severna Park. Los, how do you rank the bones? Brother?
What's up, guys? Honestly, I rank the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary. There's video of me on the Commanders Facebook page of me screaming up and down along with a lot of the other fans there. So that's number one for me because I can't remember the last time I screamed that loud. And I can't remember the other two, but last, it's the RFK Stadium. I mean, it's great news. I'm 33 years old. I've only been at RFK Stadium for DC United games. I've always sat in the section where we, you know, they bounce the stands and all that. But, like, you know, RFK Stadium is great, but they keep saying that it's not going to be this – don't expect the same experience that you had back in the 80s and, you know, the early 90s. So it's like, cool, the news is great, but, like, I just don't want to be – I just don't want it to be a disappointment for,
so
like,
imagine you know, a question, though. So if they're winning, you're going to have – that's the experience you're going to be getting. What experience are you talking about?
Well, no, like, you know, the experience that, like, people were just like, oh, bring it back to RFK like how it was in the old days and all that. I'm like, I get it. I wish I lived in a time where I could have experienced that. But, like, you know, they say that there isn't going to be any as big tailgating opportunities.
They said yesterday there will be tailgating.
There will be some. But so I think there's a lot of factors at play, right? I think if you never experienced RFK, it's going to be hard for it to matter the same way it does to other people. And that's okay. I think for the people that didn't have the RFK experience, I think your excitement should just be, yo, they're building a dope brand new stadium at a really cool location that'll have waterfront access. Like that to me is how this should feel for you. I'm not telling anybody.
I can't wait. It's like the Wharf. You know, I mean, it's like the Navy Yard, you know, I'm an O's fan, but when I go to the Navy Yard, I'm like, damn, I wish Camden Yards had something like this, and I hope that RFK Stadium is just like that, to where they have bars, restaurants, yeah, everywhere.
So for you, it's just I think the tailgating thing specifically is a factor for a lot of people, and I understand that. Tailgating's great. I totally get it. But I think we've become so ingrained on tailgating specifically at FedEx Northwest Stadium because there's no other option. There's nothing else to do over there. You
totally,
drive
exactly.
there and you tailgate.
Exactly. Like, that's why you worry about tailgating, because you can't just walk into a bar.
Right. There's going to be I really think in 5-6 years when this joint opens, I think 60% of the stadium is just going to take rideshare. Like, I think things will just be so different, and we're looking at it through the prism of what we currently know with FedEx, but this is going to be a different vibe, and they're still going to make sure they have tailgating for the tailgaters.
One last thing. As long as they add the bouncing, you know, section where, you know, they were just yelling, "We want Dallas," and the whole section bounces,
you know,
up
that
and
section
down,
was,
and everything like that, I'm all for it.
That section was actually extra where they would roll it in because once they moved the stuff.
Yeah, dude, that section
wasn't the main part of the stadium.
Temporary
that was
temporary
seating for the stadium,
baseball.
Then.
Yeah.
So that one thing that I've had a lot of people bring up to me, like, oh, man, I want to be sure that the seats still bounce.
Those seats were bouncing? Because the team was winning.
Right.
That's the most important thing. It ain't about the stadium. It's about who, if the team is winning, that's all that matters.
Dude, do you know what made last year so special at Northwest?
They were winning.
It wasn't the improvements. It wasn't the DJ Premonition sounded way better, right? But the audio system, it was the wins. You know the last time that place bumped like that? 2012, because they won. The mystique and everything, if you didn't get to experience RFK back then, this is not going to look the same. It's just going to be a dope stadium on the water in D.C.
It's going to look way better.
Let's spread this around a little. Brandon is in Walkersville. What's up, Brandon? How do you rank them?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
We're great, buddy.
Hey, first of all, I just want a quick shout-out to B. Last season, you took your time to give my son a picture with you, and that made his day. I really appreciate that.
Appreciate it,
I love you guys.
Buddy.
Thank you, B.
No problem.
All right, so my ranking, obviously, number one has to be the sale of the team, obviously. Because that's what started everything. And then the Detroit game, getting to the NFC Championship for the first time in, what, like 30-some years? That was amazing. Bears game, third. And, of course, RFK, number four. But I would like to add a little tidbit. I really hope in the future we can add to this and say that hopefully Gabe Taylor makes the team. I would love to see what these defensive coaches could do with the kid if he makes the team, man. I really, really hope we can see that in the future.
Yo, can I say something specific to Gabe Taylor? I think it's a cool story. You want the best players on the team, man. And
exactly.
I don't think we need to get too caught up in this thing. It's a great story. He'll be there next week. But I don't want this to like become a sideshow that I think is...
It will.
Well, no, I agree. If the talent's not there, I agree. But if our coaches can mold him into something and he can improve and do well, I just hope that for him. I would love to see him make the team. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Brandon.
So, yes, sir. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate you, buddy. We got to take a quick break. We're taking all these calls. Next, Thor Nystrom joining us at noon, talking to Mark Seagraves about the likelihood of RFK passing at 1.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the first sportsbook app where you can bet the Kentucky Derby. And right now, all customers can get a no-sweat derby bet. That means you'll get racing bonus back if your bet doesn't win. The app is super easy to use, and you don't have to be a horse racing expert to get in on the Derby Day action. So bet America's number one race with America's number one sportsbook. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to get a no-sweat bet for the Kentucky Derby. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Verified FanDuel racing account required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 9 days after receipt. Match refund is $10 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, folks. 30 minutes from right now, 12:20. That's a number Danny Rouillet likes to hear me say. 12:20, we're giving away a pair of Caps tickets for tomorrow night's Game 5. Right now, the question is interesting.
It's going 222.
222? We are the Commanders. I want to go to Jeffrey. So we're asking, Josh Harris said the four most emotional moments for him that he's been, as he's been owner, was the day he bought the team, yesterday's announcement of RFK, the Hail Mary win, and the win over Detroit in the divisional round of the playoffs. He said he couldn't rank them. It's hard to rank them. You can't pick your favorite kid. Jeffrey, how would you rank him?
You would catch me as I put a spoon of ice cream in my mouth.
Hold on. In my defense,
you've been decking for the last 10 minutes.
You texted, got my rank, and I just gave it a thumbs up and said, we'll ask you out of break.
I did not see that.
You saw it, right? I just said, like, all right, you got your rankings. I'm going to come to you.
I texted that 16 minutes ago. Okay.
Doug, I just responded.
So, my ranking, it has to go in chronological order for me. And that's because it just seems like everything that has just piled on has just been, it's just been successful. It's just been good news after good news after good news from the sale to the Hail Mary win. Like, that's when I feel as though our season, like, I already felt it was going to be a good season, but that Hail Mary moment, I knew it was going to be magical. And then for us to go in there and punch Detroit in the mouth, I loved it. And now after the season, I feel like this RFK announcement is just the start of just great news after great news for the rest of the season. So I got to rank them in their chronological order.
All right. Not mad. Listen, there's no wrong answer on this. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, how they feel about it. Let's try TC in Martinsville. TC, what do you got? What are the ranks?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's CC, by the way, double C.
Well, that's Jeff's fault.
That's okay. Listen, so I'm gonna go with the seller of the team is number one, of course, because I never thought I would see that day. I thought Dan Snyder was just gonna be there forever. And then I'm gonna go I'll say the Hail Mary, because even though the seller of the team happened, up until that point, it was too much good, and everybody was waiting on, you know, the other shoe to fall and us to go in the tank and start losing. And it was like at that moment, it was like it can happen. Like you saw tangible evidence that it was real. You know, the hard work started to pay off. And so then I'll say I'll say the Detroit, and then, like you said, chronological order, and then the sell of the team. But I just want to add this. Y'all got to take it easy on these younger fans because they don't know what they don't know. They don't know. They've been to a Capitals game. They've been to a Nationals game, and that's cool. And I love all those other sports. But they just haven't seen it. They haven't seen it. They haven't seen us every year in the playoffs and used to winning, and they haven't been in that atmosphere. So they just don't know. They don't know what they're getting ready to experience. They don't know what's getting ready to happen. So that's my little two cents.
I got you, but what I say is they got every aspect to go back and look at stuff. I hear all the time they got every technology, everything they can know what they want. But you know what? They don't ever look at nothing beyond where they were born, what their years are. Look back and check it out sometimes.
Well, I'll say this, though. There is something intangible about the nostalgia of RFK. Like, you could watch a video or look at the records and know that they went to the playoffs, whatever, 7 out of 8 years, all those things. But, like, it's like the scene in Good Will Hunting when Robin Williams asked Matt Damon, you could describe the painting, but have you ever smelled the Sistine Chapel? Have you ever stood there and seen it? Like, there is something intangible there.
There's something intangible, Jay,
that is fair for young people that they haven't experienced.
We talk about sports towns, okay? You go to certain cities, it's kids before 11, 12 years old telling you about before they were born because they're educated on it. They also want to know about it. Does anybody want to know? Is this a true sports town? That's the question I'll ask then. Because I know when I go Philly, New York, Dallas, and stuff, they can tell you about people that came way before they were born.
But I don't think this is an emotional thing, not like a fact.
It's an emotional thing, but still, if they talk to their parents and ask them what RFK was about, instead of just automatically assuming, it's not going to be cool because they wasn't around when we were here. No. You got to ask questions, and I guarantee you there are people that can tell you stories that you will feel.
See, I think the difference with that is those people growing up in New York, those people growing up in Philly, they've seen some sort of success with their football team. Like, it's you could like you said, some stories you could tell and you could just feel the emotion, but it's a difference from being in that environment. So it's like, I do think it's going to bring a new passion back to the city now that the Commanders are back in D.C. You will now start to see, because we already a prideful fan base. But like I said, it's just going to hit different playing Welcome to D.C. in D.C. I just think those moments are coming for us. We can't relate. As the caller said, you could tell us all you want. But it's like we waiting to feel it now, you know? So it's like,
y'all just don't like listening, Jeff. That's what it is.
Nah.
Let's do this. We got a break, Jeff. Thor Nystrom's going to join us next. We're going to talk some NFL draft with one of the best college evaluators out there. Then we'll come back to the phones. If you're on hold, stay there. You can listen to the show on hold. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.